This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Police in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, are looking for a group of young men who brutally attacked several homeless people. One of the victims died from his injuries. Surveillance video captured one incident on film, and police say that they're confident they will find the men responsible. Meanwhile, the case brought fresh calls to make attacks against the homeless a hate crime. From Miami, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Police say the attacks took place early Thursday morning. The assailants, described as a group of young white males, used baseball bats and sticks to beat homeless men sleeping in three separate locations. Two survived and are in serious condition. The third victim, 45-year-old Norris Gaynor, died after being rushed to the hospital. This man, who did not give his name, said he found Gaynor injured but still alive. He spoke with CNN.
He was on the bench, he was slumped over, and all you seen was a pool of blood. You know, and just sitting there, no one was around.
Surveillance video cameras from a nearby university recorded one of the attacks. In the video, two men are seen repeatedly striking a man who is on the ground trying to fend off the blows with his hands. A Fort Lauderdale police officer says the men carrying out the attack looked like they were laughing and finding great joy in what they were doing. Fort Lauderdale Police spokeswoman Catherine Collins, speaking to the CBS affiliate in Miami, says the attacks were unprovoked.
I know that there was no confrontation prior to the incidents. They seem to have just come out and started beating them immediately.
Collins says she's confident that police will make arrests soon. Meanwhile, police and advocates for the homeless have fanned out across the Fort Lauderdale area, distributing flyers about the beatings and urging the homeless to go to shelters or sleep in well-lit public areas. Nationwide, attacks against the homeless are on the rise. They've nearly doubled in the past few years. Since 1999, at least 156 homeless people have been murdered. Michael Stoops, executive director of the National Coalition for the Homeless, says most of the perpetrators were teens and young adults.
In many of the cases, it's a crime of opportunity. A group of teenagers are roaming the streets and they come across a homeless person who might be mentally ill or alcoholic or might be a little bit obnoxious. So they think that they can get away with it and they think that they won't be hurt in return. And it shows you how vulnerable the homeless population is.
Stoops places part of the blame for these attacks on videos, some available on the internet, that show homeless people being beaten or, in one case, set on fire. Advocates for the homeless have been pushing to make attacks against the homeless a hate crime under federal law. Michael Stoops says he hopes the recent attacks in Fort Lauderdale spur Congress to take action.
If there's any good to come out of evil, perhaps this videotape beating will be similar to the Rodney King videotape, and it might make Americans realize that we need to start housing our homeless people and that we need to get the federal government to do something because this is definitely going on in all cities around the country.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.
And for more on the story, you can go to our website, npr.org.